I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. As Colorado Springs continues to grapple with a growing homeless population, City Council is looking at spending $500,000 to expand capacity at the city's shelters. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell has more.
The goal is to add more so-called low-barrier shelter beds, which don't require sobriety for access. According to a recent report, the city needs more of these types of beds, especially as cold weather brings more risk to people experiencing homelessness. City Council President Richard Scorman says if approved, the money would come from the city's rainy day fund.
This is a Band-Aid. It's not going to solve the homeless problem. It's not going to solve our affordable housing problem. But if we can keep people safe and we can get them to services, that's really what you hope.
The money will go to Springs Rescue Mission and the Salvation Army to create more than 400 low-barrier beds. Many of those could be available by November. Scorman says more beds will also mean the city can enforce a recently passed Creekside camping ban, as people will have a place to go when kicked out of unauthorized campsites. City Council is expected to take up the measure in October. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
A woman was injured in an attempted carjacking last night at the Denver International Airport. Police say she was in a long-term parking lot inside of her vehicle when suspects took the vehicle. She was able to get away but sustained a cut to her head. Officials say two other vehicles were stolen from a separate lot nearby just before the incident. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.